Welcome to Get This Shit, the bi-monthly podcast that answers the questions you've always had, but forgot to ask. Prepare your earballs.
Why, hello, and welcome to another episode of Get This Shit. My name's Cassie, I'm your host, and today I'm joined by my beau nasty hopper arsed co-host Sam.
What? Were those words?
They once were.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm springing a little surprise trap on ya. Well thought out words this week.
Okay.
Well thought out words.
All right.
Yes. So I can't wait to reveal.
Little Easter egg foreshadowing.
Yes.
All right. I'm intrigued. Consider my interest piqued.
Perfect. Well, how you doing over there? I'm peaked and whatnot.
I'm good.
It could have been worse.
Yeah. I'm not tented up.
No, you're not. You're not 13.
No.
In the middle of school. Oh, how awkward. Church. Oh, God, I couldn't imagine.
One of the benefits of sitting front row in church is...
direct eye contact?
Well, no, is that the only person who could have possibly noticed would have been the pastor?
Wow. Maybe he felt the same way. Wait, you didn't go to a Catholic church?
No, I did not go to Catholic.
JK, that was your dad. Yes,
dad went to Catholic school. And he just got beat up by nuns for the most part of it.
So. Woof, buddy. I'll get you, Sister Haggis.
Right, Sister Haggis, okay.
First of all,
Sister Mary Haggis.
Mary Haggis, that's funny. I'm very lucky I didn't... grew up in any type of super aggressive bullshit because
a high control religion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woof. I was a nightmare already
in
high school. So.
No, you definitely would have been given an exorcism if you were raised Catholic for sure.
I don't know. Now I'm weighing it.
I know someone who's had a Protestant exorcism. And,
yeah.
I'm like, that's not a thing. And they're like, no, but I had demons. And I'm like, okay.
The demons. Hey, it happens. Hey, maybe sometimes it's placebo. I mean, tarot is kind of the same way.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just let people believe what they want. And
yeah, man.
As long as you're a good person, I'm like, yeah, keep doing that. If you're a bad person, then I'll, Well, that's not for me to judge. That's problematic. But I don't agree with a lot of people about a lot of things.
Problematic. She's a problem.
But it is nice when people use their belief system to try to interact with the world in a better way.
Agreed. I agree. That's my belief system.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, man. You said basically.
That's how I felt for a while.
I would have to agree.
So what's new? Goodness.
Huh. Oh, we got to go camping.
Yeah,
recently.
First camping of the season.
It was glorious.
Especially since we didn't have to bring everything.
Yeah, that was nice. We went camping with some friends of ours. My aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm. And we went to Turkey Run. It was great.
Yep.
They have a camper. It's wonderful. I want a camper now.
Yeah. Well, when you shit out some camper money, we'll go shopping.
You got it, sister.
It's nice when you go with people who know how to camp and
enjoy
it as much as you do.
Yeah.
And
we've got good camping friends.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. It's such a good time. And like Sam said, we didn't have to drag the kitchen sink with us. So
yeah,
we set up our fucking Taj Mahal of a goddamn tent, which is amazing.
12-person cabin tent, bitch.
It's fucking baller.
Yeah.
And there's a partition. You can have like a full, like 2 bedrooms.
Yeah.
We have a king size double tall mattress.
Yep.
So like when I throw my little legs over.
It takes forever to air up, but God, it's worth it.
It really is. It really is. Like I am glamping in style. Mm-hmm. You have definitely hooked me up. But yeah. Swing the little legs over and my feet are like right there on the ground.
Yeah, so, it's like the height right of there. A normal fucking bed instead of like trying to crawl to your knees to then get up.
Roll out of our fucking old Mustang.
Yeah.
Just fucking tucked and rolled out of it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so there's plenty of room for like shit. And then the shit that you need to like bring inside the tent or put inside the car or whatever.
Like half the time we go camping, it ends up raining. So you're like, shit, I need to put some of this shit in the tent so it doesn't get wet. And you know, then it's. If you don't have a giant tent, it's all ass to elbows, and then stuff ends up getting disorganized and intermixed. Anyway, big tents are nice, I guess is the period on the end of that sentence.
Yeah, get yourself a big tent. It was great. It was. We had perfect weather.
Yeah.
We went on a little hike.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
I didn't get attacked by smoke once the entire fucking weekend.
I know.
Has never happened.
Good for you.
Never happened to me.
Good for you. I think I got one good old blast of it, but it was just like, remember, you're beautiful. It was a blessing.
Yeah.
It was a word from my ancestors.
Shit.
Because it is Happy Holablaze, the holiday. Like when the episode's released. It's 420. Happy 420. Happy Holablaze.
I forgot about that. It's also Hitler's birthday.
Way to bring it down. He probably didn't.
He enjoyed blazing things too.
We can't scrap the whole thing. We're already too deep. We're already too deep, Samuel. All right, all right. That's so funny. You're not wrong. But how about you just blaze up some Mary Jane, yeah?
Yeah, some, okay.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. You're a goober.
Apparently so am I. Yep, yeah.
My apprentice made me feel old again.
You'll have that.
I forget how. Hold on.
It's coming back to him.
We were talking about copper for some reason. We were working on near some copper piping. The metal? Piping. Yes, the metal.
Great.
And he went to a local shop around us that I recommended to him called All My Relations.
This is the best shop.
It has everything from like crystals to tarot decks to like
salt and pepper shakers that's shaped like an alien.
Or a bear or, you know.
An eagle. Rock flag and eagle.
So like at the beginning, in the front of the shop has like all the crystals and tarot stuff. And then as you move to like the middle, it has like the indigenous Native American stuff and like wolves. And then as you get further back, it has like the pewter sculptures with like the dragon and the wizard and the dragon whose claws on a crystal ball and all that stuff. And then in the back is like dishware that you would find at Goodwill and like NASCAR memorabilia and like
lots of Dale Earnhardt mugs and plates and all sorts of stuff.
Oh yeah, the most bricka of the bric-a-bracca.
I am infatuated with this place and the humans that happen to work it because they are all always interesting. And it's Kaylee's favorite shop.
Easily
like
as
favorite.
Eclectic as the memorabilia or like the wares of the shop as the workers of the
Very
shop.
Very much so. Like a 19-year-old and an 89-year-old like working next to each other. It is wild.
So,
and they also have like tarot readings, psychic readings, all sorts of things mm-hmm. there.
So he was telling me how he went in there to like look around, kill time or whatever. Yeah. And he was like, so I knew crystals like have stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, He's like, and the different ones do different things. He was like, apparently copper also does things. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, it's
from the earth.
It was like, yeah, so copper has alleged healing properties. And I was like, and magnets.
Damn it, copper.
I was like, yeah, copper and magnets. And he was like, wait, I thought copper wasn't magnetic. And I was like, no, copper and also magnets. And he was like, wait, what? And I was like, oh, yeah, that was a late 90s trend. Slap some magnets on your joints and it'll cure your arthritis. You feel better.
I mean, maybe it's giving you a little... like a little readjustment? No. All right.
No.
It's not enough kinetic magnetic power to be like... You
the just, only... Th- you no. Know, you. Nope.
So you don't think if there were strong enough magnet... those would probably be pretty big. To like put on either side of your elbow joint.
And do what? And do what, Cassie Ann?
That's what I meant. Literally trying to figure out with you right
now. Oh my god. Like, unless you're Wolverine and your bones have a metal coating.
Two opposing magnets.
Okay. Yeah. For those listening, she's pointing at either side of her elbow.
Don't think that you're listening. Okay. You're not getting it.
Okay. I would agree with you there.
I want a magnet.
Okay.
On each side. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Yeah. That would probably be a large magnet on either side.
Okay.
Right? Like, that's a question. Like, they would have to be large magnets. So their magnetosity goes through the arm and still hangs on. Magnetism?
Okay, so you're saying that you would have two powerful magnets, so powerful that they would conduct through your arm and they would both stick
to... Yeah, don't you think that they would be rather large? Like, they would have to be rather large.
Or very powerful magnets. Not all of them have to be, like, large, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think
so?
They could
all right.
be used as the therapeutic, like, size. Like, oh god. See, it's an episode now. I've hit my mic. do you think that it could be fashioned in a band of some sort?
Yes. That's okay. How they were designed in the late 90s. They would have, like... A wrap
so,
or a brace that had magnets incorporated into it.
Still undeterred. The second part of my question is, because it would have to be so strong, like the magnetosity of it would be so strong that it might help kind of shift shit going on in there. So like, say you got tennis elbow. Right? Okay. And you put it on your fucking little nervy back here, your cubital tunnel.
Okay.
And then, fuck! And then you put the other magnet on the other side, right? And it's holding there, right?
Okay.
Yes? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
So it's...
You have
magnetized, yeah?
Okay.
Do you think...
That my tendons are made of metal?
No!
That
the magnetism, the force
mm-hmm.
that's needed to hold the magnets in place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think that exhibits any wherewithal on the structure of the elbow? Possibly
no
acting
more,
as a brace.
No more so than an actual brace. This is exactly what I was about to say before you said the word brace.
so glad we got to this conclusion.
Oh my god.
The only
The only thing that I can possibly think is that there is iron that is carried in your bloodstream. If you put a magnet on a spot, in theory, it's going to draw the iron to that spot, so blood is going to collect there up. More, so it's going to bring more oxygen to that area.
I mean, that doesn't sound completely bunk, but...
Yeah, no, I mean, it is, but it's the only one that kind of sounds like it makes sense. Do you think about it for a little bit? Magnet's going to do is, pool the iron in there, but the blood's still going to circulate like it fucking normally does.
Sure.
It's just as the iron is passing by.
It'll just be like, whoop.
Yeah. That's it.
See, I would have been... had by many a flim-flam men back in the day.
It's a very good thing you weren't around at the time of patent medicine.
No, no, sir. No, sir. Tommy Copper almost got me, but I said not today.
Yeah. Good job.
Thanks. So, that fact was your coworker had no idea that there was a whole...
rigmarole era of magnets.
Yeah, magnetic healing.
Yes, yeah. And I was like, oh, the 90s, you were crazy.
Bro, they were on QVC.
And he was like, so you think it was just the placebo effect? And I was like, yeah, I think it was just... I was like, some of it took root in my household.
Oh, samesies here, brother.
Yeah.
Samesies here. I think that we've discussed that our families...
Magnetoed it up. We didn't do Beanie Babies.
No, we had similar trends roaming through our households as we grew up. Similar experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, I think that's typical of a lot of people with semi to regular church going.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, a lot of those trends. A lot of those trends. Well, Samuel, following trends.
Yes.
You have some explaining to do.
I have a trend to continue.
You do. You do. Please all fill right. us in.
So, Karen Silkwood, part 7.
It's a good number.
I promise we are actually getting closer to the end.
It's a good number.
So, where we left off...
a lady, she's dead. She found some plutonium. Yes. Not so great. There was some baloney involved. It was questionable, but it was all cleared. So this thing has gone up the chain now. I mean, we're talking local, we're talking state, we're talking federal, we're talking CIA.
No CIA. No.
We're talking FBI. And lots of newspapers and private eyes and... Take it away.
So where we left off, journalist and FBI informant Jackie Strugge had testified in front of Congress. She had kept in touch with her old friend Larry Olson and had copies of documents that he had sent her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
After her testimony, she was interrogated by the FBI.
Girl.
Yeah, she then lost her job.
Ooh, shit.
And went into hiding.
Yeah, she did.
This led to Congress getting access to Larry Olson.
Nice.
For their investigation.
Investigation.
So, now if you remember, Peter Stockton was part of Metcalf's initial investigation. And was the one to get Senator Dingell to continue after Metcalf tried to shut it down. Remember that? Yes? He and a man named Michael Ward are now the lead counsel for the congressional investigation. So it's now their job to question FBI agent Larry Olson. The one who's been fucking about this whole thing the whole time.
Hammering away.
Yeah. They did so for a total of over 40 hours.
What?
Well, not in a row.
Well, obviously, number one. Number two, God damn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Long time.
Badgering the witness.
Well, they're trying to get to the truth, damn it.
Should have just listened in the beginning.
Well, he wasn't part of the beginning. They had to. Larry Olson had to work his way up to Stockton. Mm-hmm. So the entire time, an FBI official was super glued to Olson, listening to his every word. Stockton, quote, he couldn't even go to the restroom without an FBI escort.
Hey, buddy. Let me just take you in here real quick. Let me get that for you real quick. Put on some gloves just for you.
Don't point I'll
look
at me.
Away. I'll look away. Tell me when to shake, sir.
Oh, Jesus.
You're welcome. Last one from me.
Thank you. More than twice you're playing with it.
I'm playing with it.
Jesus. So because of this, shockingly enough, all of Olson's answers and comments were evasive or vague or unsubstantial.
What?
Yeah.
You mean he wasn't just direct and just out loud and factual and opinionated?
Nope. It's almost as if he was scared. Only once did he hint at anyone trying to stifle his investigation by saying he had not been allowed to interview anyone at the OCAW, which, if you remember, he thought they might be behind the whole thing. So, during the week Stockton was questioning Olson, he received a couple of calls from a, quote, anonymous tipster.
Oh, yeah.
Who had the same distinct voice as Olson.
Weird.
Oh, yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Deep Throat who?
Yeah. Olson, I mean the tipster.
The tipster.
Said, quote, now I know what it feels like to be captured by the Gestapo.
Woof, bud. That's a strong ass statement, you.
He also said, quote, and this is a longer quote, quote, please leave Srouji out of this. She's going to get hurt unnecessarily. The FBI will never tell you the truth. They can't afford to. Just forget the whole thing. Give it up. You're in over your head. This thing is so complicated, you'll never figure it out. You'll just go crazy trying.
Jesus Christ! XOXO Gossip Girl. Jesus fucking Christ!
Of Death from Hell.
By Calvin Klein. Oh my God.
Yeah, so Olsen's a bit beaten down.
I mean, Deep Throat.
Yeah, the anonymous tipster is a little beaten down over trying to go through this case.
Jeez. That's rough, buddy.
So Stockton's team goes over all the evidence they have and resume hearings on May 20th. I believe it was April 26th was the first day of hearings. So about a month later. So on May 20th, and a high-up official for the FBI, he has a title, but...
Fuck him.
Right, it's the deputy director to the assistant of
who cares.
Yeah. So FBI official James Adams was up to testify and had been given the unique task of trying to distance the FBI from Larry Olson talking to Jackie Srouji and at the same time not acknowledging that any of those talks happened.
Who are we talking about? Can you say his name again for me?
the FBI official? Oh no, you're doing a bit. Oh, oh no. Larry who? Larry what? Larry Olson. Oh.
I mean, I've seen him.
That doesn't mean I know him. Oh my God. So the FBI now finds out that they have a problem. See, because, I mean, James Adams, he did his best in testifying to be convincing. But the problem is that Jackie Strucci's former boss at the paper, if you remember, he had baggage with dealing with the FBI and, like, censorship and dealings with protests and stuff. So he is very anti-FBI.
Yes.
And that's why he fired Strucci. Her boss at the paper decided to testify. He did so because he didn't approve of the treatment that he received from the FBI.
Oh,
and his
what a hero.
His petty ass wanted it on congressional record.
Oh my God. All right, kind of genius.
Now,
kind of genius.
Now, during that testimony, he said that Strucci had told him about photocopying documents that Olson gave her and even showed him two documents from Olson.
I done seen it with my own eyes.
Whoops.
Oops.
FBI is like, no, that, first of all,
that didn't happen. They just showed you, well, good for you. I have a photographic fucking memory.
Right. She, like, okay, look, he probably talked to her, said some shit, but, like, there's no way there was FBI documents that are official that she got her hands on. And this dude's like, no, she showed me, like, two of them.
Yeah, no. My eyeballs were on them. I molested the page for information.
So, yeah, news coverage and controversy kind of drummed up.
I can't believe people were interested.
So, also, during the recess between the first hearing and this hearing on May 20th, the FBI was doing everything they could think of to discredit Jackie Strucci.
God damn! Working overtime, I see.
They put some work in. It's
fucking gross, bro. Yeah.
I mean, everything from alleging she was a KGB spy.
Yep.
Because she had worked with the FBI, commissioned by the FBI. She was in the Naval Reserve. Like, she was in the military, like, served in the military, became a journalist. They, FBI tapped her and had her, like, go, quote unquote, interview this, like, Russian nuclear physicist guy to, like, check to see if he was, you know,
legitty titty.
Yeah, and stuff. And now they're like, oh, well, we think she might be a KGB spy. And it's like, you're the one who sent her to go talk to the Russian dude.
Well, we didn't ask her to suck his dick.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And how do you know she didn't?
So everything from alleging she was a KGB spy to doctoring her military discharge
fucking
papers.
Lame, bro.
To say she was discharged due to mental instability. And, like, so blatantly, shittily doctored that anyone who's not an expert can still look at it and go,
does anyone think that they'll notice this whiteout?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I used the strip kind from the little machine.
The little tape machine.
The little tape machine.
The whiteout tape.
You think that they'll notice?
Yeah, I think they'll notice.
Don't be suspicious.
It was the least seamless fucking... The only benefit of
my sister can
whiteout
copy
tape machines,
governmental documents better.
You're funny. So, 4 days after the second hearing, Stockton meets with Senator Dingell to go over everything. And due to all the gaps, the lies, and the discrepancies, they both agree that the FBI and Justice Department had tried to manipulate, shut down, and lie about their investigation.
Well, I'm glad we all agree.
Right.
What is this, an int moot? Fuck! Like, did we not?
Such a great int moot reference. It's so perfect.
Thank you.
So Stockton said, quote, Dingle has a reputation for not letting go once he gets
Dongle in.
For not letting go.
Dingle dallying.
When he gets his teeth into something.
Dingle teeth.
He's like a bulldog.
Nobody likes a toothy dingle.
And this time he was ready to chomp down hard on the silkwood case.
Oh, listen,
dingle in your silkwood. That is,
I've seldom seen him so worked up, end quote.
He's a strong dingle.
Oh my God. Well, that's high accommodations for Sir Dingle.
So, the very next day, Dingle sent a letter to the Attorney General demanding
a Dingle demand!
Oh my God. Sent a letter to the Attorney General demanding an explanation for the FBI and Justice Department's behavior. Now, while this is going on, Strugi decides to try to come out of hiding.
It's too early!
And resurfaced in Nashville. She was greeted by an FBI...
Dolly Parton.
Yes, greeted by Dolly herself. She was greeted by an FBI agent who wanted her file from Larry Olson.
Great. Oh, what, that old thing? I don't have it.
Yeah. Turns out, while she was gone, the FBI had visited her parents and her grandmother.
Oh, cool. They just shook down the fam.
Yep. Shook them down.
Dope. For America.
Yeah, for America.
Rock, flag, and eagle. Attica, man, Attica, Attica.
So now at first she thought they were after things pertaining to the fact memorandum.
Oh, okay, sure.
But then she remembered what the officials had said during her interrogation about the letterhead memos, which were the only documents, only official FBI documents that addressed Olson's smuggling theory. So now, Strugi, who had initially doubted the smuggling theory because she thought there wasn't enough evidence to substantiate it, now felt the FBI was terrified of the memos getting out.
Jesus Christ. I don't mean to be rude, but no fucking way. Like, bro. They did not account for this. Mm-hmm. And now they are scrambling. And they don't have no scruples about killing anybody's.
No. So now Strugi is thinking... that Olson's smuggling theory is starting to make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, it looks like a duck. Mm-hmm. Walks like a duck.
Quacks like a duck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She now thought all of the pieces are starting to fit. She figured Silkwood's missing folder of evidence had to have contained evidence of Kerr McGee plutonium on the black market.
Mm-hmm.
And that whoever was behind the smuggling ran her off the road and contaminated her apartment and her baloney.
Contaminated. Not the fucking baloney.
So fast forward a few days to June 4th.
God damn it.
The baloney.
The baloney.
Probably had it as a first name. It's
Karen Silkwood.
So fast forward a few days to June 4th. Sruji is in line at the unemployment office because, once again, she was fired.
Cool.
While she was in line, she was approached by two local news crews.
Oh, fucking cool.
They wanted an impromptu interview. So, now...
No hablo English.
So, now, Sruji had thought about holding a big press conference...
Oh.
For her treatment from the FBI and now her new theory about the smuggling and all this and that.
These bitches are so low.
But when opportunity knocks and, you know, fuck it.
Yeah, man. I mean, hey, if you've been thinking about it, you know, put.
And you
my
never.
My mom always said, put it in a bun and sleep on it.
Right. But I mean, she also knew how desperate the FBI was getting, and never, you know, you never know if you're going to get a chance to hold a big press conference,
sure, yeah.
Or if you're just going to get, if you're going to magically offed. Fall asleep at the wheel,
yeah.
and run off the road
Jesus
to your death.
Jesus doesn't take it.
Yeah. So she unloaded her analysis and theories.
Damn, what a scoop!
Stating that a smuggling ring was behind Karen Silkwood's untimely demise.
What an accusation.
Right. Now, Senator Dingell did not believe all of Sergi's theories, but he was still dead set on grilling the shit out of the FBI and Justice Department.
All right. The dingle doesn't fall far from the tree, so.
No, yeah, because his dad was an opponent. If you remember from, I think it was last episode, his dad was an opponent of Senator Robert Kerr, who was one of the two that founded Kerr-McGee. So, Dingell had imposed a deadline on the Attorney General to, like, I need you
to
address
this.
Dingell
waits for no one.
Right. Well, he does wait because just after the deadline passed and 2 weeks after Sergi's impromptu tell-all, on June 21st, a sex worker named Lois Herman surfaced.
Yes. Give it to me, girl. She's a girl's girl. Yes, let's go. What's her name again?
Lois Herman.
Lois, my beach. Let's go.
Now, Lois Herman was known for most of her clientele being part of the mafia.
Yes, even better.
One of Dingle's staff comment. Oh, and she also said that Dingell was one of her clients.
Oh, shit. The Dingell and... What's her name again? Fuck.
Herman.
Herman. Oh, no. What's her first name?
Lois.
I got nothing.
Okay. One of Dingle's staff commented,
"Ooh shit."
Quote, "My first reaction was that the FBI decided the best way to deal with Dingell was to smear him like everyone else."
Like a dongle. It just works for so many things. It's very versatile.
You have a very contextual-based language set, I'm just saying. Dingle is not the new Doodle, please. God, Doodle is fine. Do
no,
not replace it with
still
Dingle.
Be Doodle.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, Lois Herman Lois Herman stuck with her story that the FBI never contacted or pressured her to accuse Dingle of Diddy-style diddles.
Oh, that's a one friend.
Yeah. In the margin of my notes, I wrote, proud of that.
Ah, yes. Okay, that's what that was.
Yep. Mm-hmm. However, it turns out that Lois Herman magically ended up on the FBI's radar.
Oh, Jesus.
Then the FBI decided to just tip off local police to bring her in.
Motherfuckers.
You know, because the FBI loves to share credit.
Yeah, they love to share a collar.
Yeah, Well, I mean, they do share collars, but that's more of a furry thing. Also, Lewis... Sorry, I didn't mean to besmirch the furry community. That was rude. Also, Lois Herman had a friend and fellow sex worker who helped her set up clientele and appointments. And who would have guessed that friend just so happened to be a long-standing informant for the FBI.
Fuck yeah. Of course. A1.
And now, the saga will continue next episode.
You motherfucker.
It was a good chunk, though.
It was a great chunk. It's good. It's great even. Oh, my God. Oh, I love it when people come forward with irrefutable tea and they're like, no, it's fine. You can try, but like, I already should have bloist all over your face.
I don't understand what you're saying.
When people unassuming witnesses come onto the stand and just fucking like blow the gotcha it up.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. And they're like,
sorry, shabloist all over your face. Shabloist all over your
face. Yeah, you know.
You're a goober.
I am celebrating early.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. All right, my dude.
Yeah.
Are you ready to learn what I called you?
Yeah, I assume this is going to be an etymological-based...
Sure. Don't be so wordy about it because I didn't go that far. All I did was look at this amazing list and pick out my favorites.
I love it.
This is a listener inspired homework.
Gotcha.
It is sent from Jackie.
Thanks, Jack.
Holla, Jack. These. These are like 1800s slang words and just like daily words that I think we could bring back. Okay. You know, make our language a bit more colorful.
Sure.
You know what I mean? We are going to have some reoccurring themes. I want you to know. All right. I want to see if you can spot them. Based? not a dongle to be had on the list, I'm afraid. And if there is, I don't remember it. All okay? Right. So, do you remember your description from earlier?
No.
You are a Bo Nasty Hopper Arst co-host.
Bo Nasty Hopper Arst?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I got nothing.
All right. So.
Hopper ours, maybe grasshopper-ish, so lively and sprightly?
Well, I guess we'll just have to see.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I hope you can't hear me clicking. I can hear it in my headphones.
No.
It's going to be her fine. It's great, 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 great. Okay. So, an abbess, a woman who is the brothel mother. An abbess.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's...
I know. I don't like it. It's way too close to abscess.
Oh, I was going to say like... Well, I was thinking like abbeyist.
Oh.
But I think like monks live in an abbey, so I think it's might be like a split off of that.
Maybe. Possibly. Maybe. Well, Samuel, sometimes women who work in a brothel, they're going to... Abraham Sham.
Hold on.
Yeah, to get out of work.
Abraham Sham to get out of work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I assume Abraham Sham. So Sham is, you know, a lie or a farce that you come up with.
Yeah, yeah.
Abraham. Being too drunk to work? No, that was Noah.
No.
I don't know. What's an Abraham?
They feigned illness or called in sick.
Oh, okay. Well, fine.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was getting too specific.
You were. These aren't
Right.
These are deep. Right. You got to keep these real surface level. Okay. Like, we don't have a sewer surface level. Even though we do, it's not maintained well. All right. Sometimes this is going to end up in a sewer. Okay. Sometimes you just got to cast up one's accounts.
Gotcha. I say exercise demons.
Yes.
So.
I really like that one.
Or is it cast up one's accounts?
Accounts, yeah.
Cast up one's accounts.
And like, as much as casting up your accounts in front of your buds, your mates, would be embarrassing. You don't want to be an admiral of the narrow seas.
Admiral of the narrow seas. Okay, shit your pants.
No.
Damn!
A drunk who vomits into their neighbor's lap.
Okay.
Yeah. If you vomit into my lap, Samuel, I may have said, and zooks!
Yes. Yeah.
That was I've heard an expletive. And zooks. That's,
I've usually heard it with a G, but I
list Samuel.
Yeah. No. I believe you. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying
I get
to
get you list. You take the list.
I get you cookie. Give me cookie.
I have fifth grade report.
Give me. I give me you cookie. Get you cookie.
Yes.
No, I have heard something close to that, but it probably came from that as the origin.
Well, Samuel, you sound like you've been drinking All Nations tonight.
Mixing liquor?
A mixture of drinks from unfinished bottles. That sounds like Kings, right?
Call me the trash man.
The trash man. I had a friend that we called her the goat because she would fucking pound the drinks at the end. And she didn't make like a habit of it.
No.
But like it was one glorious fucking night that like I remember so fondly. And like, not that it was healthy in any way for any of us to be behaving the way we were, but it was a damn good time.
It was someone's birthday in our 20s.
Oh, yeah. It was a damn good time. When you party hard, Sam, sometimes you just gotta bring one's ass to an anchor.
Okay. Bring your just like find a home base.
You just gotta have a sit down, man.
Yeah.
Just have a sit down.
Hold on to the grass to keep the world from spinning.
I mean, you don't have to be tough, you know, talking all apothecary.
Is that speaking intelligently?
Talking nonsense.
Ah.
You being a silly goose, jump in the pond. Okay. You know.
Sure.
I personally, I'm a fan of these, and I do believe that you are as well.
Okay.
The Apple Dumpling Shop.
Strip club.
Close. A strip club and a brothel has these.
Tits.
Yes. You got it. Welcome to the Apple Dumpling Shop.
So, okay.
Listen, that was asking Boggy right there.
Asking Boggy. Snarky or?
An evasive reply.
Okay. Asking Boggy.
Oh, we did not practice this. You are doing so well. Way to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Avast!
That's just like an exclamatory term.
Stop.
Yeah.
Listen, don't be so bacon-faced.
Aggressive acne.
It just means full-faced.
Gotcha.
And I was like, if someone called me bacon-faced... I don't know that I would take so fucking kindly to it.
Well, maybe it was like you had a financial panic in the late 1830s and in the early 1870s, and you had the Civil War in between. So maybe if you could afford a bunch of bacon, it was a compliment.
Well, girl, you're just emptying the bag.
Blowing smoke up.
Telling everything.
Ah, gotcha.
Well, listen, I'd rather be called bacon face than bacon fed.
Is that...
You're fat and greasy.
Okay, yeah.
I know.
That one's aggressive.
It is aggressive. I would rather be bacon faced, though.
It's funny
you know
that
what?
Bacon faced is a more
worse?
Ambiguous term than bacon fed.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know. You would think you would want to be fed. People always asking to be fed or heavy baggage, man.
Oh, like a moocher?
Women and children.
God, well, yeah.
I mean, technically,
I said the same thing. I said moocher.
Oh, my God. You're not wrong. You're such a bagpipe.
Full of hot air.
A long-winded talker.
Yeah.
You baked me.
I baked you.
Yeah. Exhausted.
I would have gotten there, I feel.
You know what? Speaking of getting there, if you don't be careful, Samuel, you will, you'll end up with barrel fever.
Barrel fever?
Yeah, if you don't change your ways.
Sinful
ways.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Pretty much ill health caused by excessive drinking.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We call that the brown bottle flu.
The brown bottle flu. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. You may recognize this one. Bo Nasty.
Yeah, well, I recognize it because I heard you say it. Yeah. I don't recognize it because I have any idea what the fuck it means.
Okay. So because of like where you work and like you're, you know, construction man mm-hmm. and everything. Finally dressed, but a little dirty.
Gotcha. Okay. Might be a little dirt on my boots.
Oh, gross. Yeah, don't be such a beef head.
Beef head? Is mm-hmm. that like lunk head?
You idiot.
Dumb as a cow, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Type thing.
You know what? A beef head may find themselves in the clutches of a beggar maker.
Gold digger?
A publican or pub owner.
Ah, gotcha.
Uh-huh. You know who inhabits publicans? Or, I'm sorry, pubs? Bit of red.
What?
A bit of red.
Oh, no. Is that like a mixed person who has
no, it's a soldier.
Blood? Oh, okay. Well, that's good. That's yeah, much yeah, better yeah. than
yeah,
what
yeah,
I was
yeah.
thinking. Well, because, yeah.
Mm. We don't... Samuel, you sound like you're giving that bottle a black eye.
Okay, hold on. Because you're pounding the alcohol, so you're drinking too much?
Emptying a bottle.
Yeah.
I love that there was a term for that, because it seemed as if they needed it, because it was so common.
Well, there wasn't TV, life kind of
the Kardashians? Sucked. What did people do before?
Yeah. Well, didn't drink.
They gave bottles black eyes.
Didn't gotten a lot of fights because they didn't drink Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, at that Pepsi riot, well, not riot, but Pepsi commercial shooting back in the day. If it's back in the day, you could have heard someone say, "Blood and hounds." It was another blood
sorry.
And hounds, but without the H.
Blood and ounce.
It's just an exclamation.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, darn tootin'.
Sure.
Well, Samuel, damn, I didn't mean to make you blue as a razor. Fuck.
Blue as a razor.
Blue
Hold on.
Razor.
Blue as a... I don't... Yeah, I got nothing.
Just means you're extremely down. Extremely blue. You blue as a razor.
Okay. Well, I know the type of razor that's the most blue.
Yeah.
And then the background played, "Tonight will be the night that I will fall for you."
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? You know who we wouldn't catch listening to that classic ditty?
Chris Hansen.
A blue stocking.
A blue stocking. A cop?
A learned woman.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She would probably shift one's bob away from that music.
A redirection?
To move away from, sure, or, you know, go away. Well, I don't know about you, but I feel awfully like being a bog orange this weekend.
Okay, so just like a stick in the mug, a bump on a log.
A potato. Yeah. Bog orange is probably my favorite thing on the list.
Another term for potato. I like
bog orange.
Because Ireland is famous for having bogs and...
Yep. Bog oranges.
Their most exported produce, at least historically.
Yep. It does pay to have some guts in one's brain.
Yeah, to have a good knowledgeable noodle.
Yeah. Something that I think that we need to install immediately. All right. I'm talking immediately. Okay. We need to bring this back. A brattery.
Is that like a jail for shitty kids?
That's what a nursery was called.
Yeah.
Just a regular degular brattery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. what I said, you know.
I mean, people are going to be, children mostly, are going to be in some bad bread at the Bratteries.
Hungry?
Disagreeable situations.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of, break teeth words had there.
Gotcha. A lot of arguments.
Lots of words that are hard to pronounce.
Gotcha.
I encounter a lot of break teeth words.
Yeah.
And it makes me want to get myself a whole brown cow.
Whole round?
Brown.
Whole brown cow.
Like how no brown cow.
Makes you want to get a whole brown cow.
Yeah, when I mispronounce words.
I don't know.
A barrel of beer.
I should have funny. Fucking known that.
I know. It's funny, though. I think it's good.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I don't know that I have one for this. A brown George.
A brown George? Is that a bottle of beer?
It is a ship's biscuit.
A ship's biscuit?
Yeah, so I'm guessing...
What the fuck's a ship's biscuit?
Bitch, listen. I'm guessing it's something like... like hardtack,
yeah. That was my first guess, but I have
oh,
no idea.
Was it?
Yeah.
You didn't share that with the class.
Well, you said you interrupted and used the B word, so.
You're right. You mean Buck Fitch?
Buck Fitch. Can you use it in a sentence? What's the...
I like what you were just talking about.
Using it. A bad word? A B word? Wait, what?
I don't know either. I already forgot.
What's Buck Fitch?
It's an old whore.
Okay.
Lord.
Hardtack? Is that what you were...
Maybe. I don't know. I don't be like bull beef.
Like bull beef?
Yes. Bull beef.
Tough and hard to chew.
Big and grim.
Yeah.
You're so tough and hard to chew. You're more of a bull calf.
Okay.
A big clumsy fellow.
That would actually make sense.
Yeah. I don't think that I would ever catch you at one of these, but at the same time, I would go with you to a buttock ball.
Is that like a male strip club?
A dance attended by prostitutes.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd go.
I didn't realize that those were so used to be so common. It was a thing.
Yeah. Uh huh. Like prom for
adults.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're at prom for adults, you're gonna slug into your bread room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're going to have a drink.
Oh, I was going to say, is that a euphemism for sex?
Slug into your bread room, your tummy.
Oh, well, and here I was thinking...
bacon bread?
Yeah, like a baby is sometimes referred to as a bun in the oven.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So your womb would be your bread room and taking a slug to your bread room.
That's called domestic violence.
No, well, I was thinking slug as in like the round from a shotgun, not a punch.
Oh, Jesus.
Not an actual round. I'm just saying something projectile-y goes into your bread room.
Like a slug?
Like semen.
Oh. Well, Samuel, you better hope that kid doesn't have cat sticks.
Cat six?
Cat sticks.
Cat sticks.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Thin legs.
Yeah, better hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no. I mean, if the kid has cat sticks, he's going to get Chicago'd more than likely.
His kneecap's busted?
To be beaten soundly, as in a baseball, or as in a baseball shutout. But gotcha. Yeah, political corruption. Okay. If the clergy only keep to that topic, Lincoln will be Chicago'd.
Gotcha.
That was the example.
Sure.
Well, you know what? It's summertime, Samuel, and you're...
It's not summertime.
Well, it's almost summertime, Samuel.
Okay.
Show's evergreen.
Okay.
You're looking a little christened by the baker.
Have a tan?
A little freckled.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. I know a lot of people who have freckles, especially some cinder garblers.
Cinder garblers.
Yeah. I don't know any of these.
Okay, what's a cinder garbler?
It's a female servant.
Gotcha.
I don't know that I want to be called a garbler, to be real honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I would probably clapper claw somebody if they called me a cinder garbler.
Clapper claw?
Yes, clapper claw.
Box someone's ears?
To thrash someone thoroughly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, clapper claw, I'm going to take. Yeah. You know, I'm going to have to cock and pie if I adopt the clapper claw.
I got nothing.
I got to take a mild oath. You know, just use it. Can't just gotcha. Be out here clapper clawing everybody. Okay. You know, I'll make an oath to you. I'll only use it for good. And in the coffee house.
Is that another term, the coffee house?
No, it's a water closet or a bathroom.
Yeah.
I love it.
How the coffee house is.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Uh-huh. I don't have a good segue over to here. This okay. one's just real interesting. If you're looking for some job opportunities back in this day, you could be a cold cook.
Cold cook.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Someone who just makes cereal and serves fruit.
Hilarious. It's an undertaker.
Gotcha.
Yeah, isn't that morbid?
Yeah.
But I love it. Yeah, cold cook is good. A cold cook's never gonna comb one's head, you know?
It's no, due to much...
Or he's not gonna condiddle either.
You're just gonna have to solve these two for me.
So, comb one's head is to scold. He's not gonna scold you. You're already dead.
Gotcha.
You know? And, condiddle, he's not gonna steal from you. He's not a conveyancer. A thief.
Yeah.
I did find interesting that Corinth was another term for brothel.
Yeah. interesting. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, it was probably mm-hmm. known for being a lascivious town in the...
I guess. They were famous for their leather.
Right. Well, where there's leather daddies.
There is. And you know what? Leather daddies... well, not leather daddies, but Corinth, they make a great harvest of little corn.
Of little corn.
Mm-hmm.
Dingles?
Yes, much ado about nothing. Like, they make a big stank about not done. That's gotcha. So great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've got a lot of crab lanthorns.
What the fuck is a crab lanthorn?
Peevish little fellows.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you better be careful of those crab lanthorns because they can have the crinkums.
What?
The crinkums! You don't want that! Penicillin? I don't know if penicillin has been invented yet. It's VD.
Oh, it's that?
Crinkums.
Crinkums is yep. VD.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. Listen, you sound like you're getting a little tired of listening to this church bell over here.
Church bell is a talking woman?
Talkative woman, yeah. Uh-huh. Example. Hey, man. Sorry I'm late. Some church bell on the street wouldn't stop lecturing me about Scientology. Do you know what a thetan is? I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What a great example. I'll take that one to the cucumber.
To the cucumber?
Mm-hmm.
Take that one to the grave?
The tailor.
Wait, what?
I don't know. You gotta talk to your tailor, man. Just take a joke.
You have a tailor?
I do. Her name is Linda, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
You know. You don't have a tailor?
No. I don't have a shoe guy either.
Well, listen. I'm not gonna swear like a cutter, all right?
Like a butcher?
Swear violently. Oh. So, more than likely. But you know what, Samuel? You know that I'm not, This is a very oddly phrased sentence, and I was trying to think and talk at the same time. The dam of that was a whisker.
The dam of that was a whisker. Hold on. Brain is buffering.
Oh, you almost got it.
It's so, a like, the falling apart of a situation was due to something small.
A great lie. It's one hell of a whisker. Damn.
Gotcha. That was a damn of a whisker?
Yeah.
I heard the damn.
The damn of that was a whisker.
Oh, gotcha.
See, so old-timey way.
Gotcha.
Listen, I know I promised you no dangles and dongles, but... it's just this one. Please don't. Dangle me in the sheriff's picture frame.
Dangle you? Okay. Accuse you of a crime?
No, don't hang me.
Gotcha.
Yep. In the picture frame.
Yep, got it.
Yep, the gallows.
Yeah.
Sometimes dashers were hung. Ooh.
Runaway slaves?
Showy harlots.
Or that, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is also visited by many a man. The deadly nevergreen.
Deadly nevergreen?
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
The gallows.
Ah, gotcha.
I was like, that's a pretty fucking metal-ass term, man.
Yeah, I would agree.
The devil among the tailors.
Devil among, I don't know, a gropey tailor?
Oh my God. It's a disturbance.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a devil drawer.
A what?
Devil drawer.
Devil drawer. I don't know that.
A bad artist. Sometimes That's it's a diddle.
Hmm?
Sometimes it's a diddle.
I don't know.
Gin.
What?
Sometimes that's the disturbance. It's a bad artist. Uh-huh. Or it's gin.
And diddle is a term for gin?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You that's, can't. Go ahead.
That's weird.
I know. Give me a diddle.
Yeah, right.
I don't know that I can walk into a bar and...
Give me a diddle to wet my whistle.
Woo! let's see. Where are we? Well, we're not gone to the Diet of Worms yet.
Dead.
Look at you. You're a dilly. You're going to become a dilly.
Doesn't mean father, that's for sure. a wise old man.
A coach.
Know. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want to be a dog booby.
No one wants to be a dog booby.
An awkward goon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, listen, I think that I have been enough to make a dog laugh.
Been a funny person?
Yeah, been very funny. I think, let me take a look, see. You know what? I think I'll save the rest for you for next time.
Okay.
Because
how long is your list?
Yes.
Jesus, woman.
Yeah, no, let me see, because I still... Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm in the D's right now, so.
Does it go all the way to Z?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So, you know, I'm going to... Wait, I got to go back. Let's mark this off. So, Samuel, do you have any favorites that you can recall? I know I threw a bunch at you.
You sure did. The Crinkles?
Crinkums, yeah.
Crinkums,
yeah.
That was pretty good.
VD.
The Deadly Nevergreen is
Deadly
metal.
Nevergreen is badass. Enough to make a dog laugh. Highlight.
Church Bell's pretty good.
Church Bell is A1. I think that you can use that. Be like, honey, I'm so sorry. You're being a bit of a church bell. I need you to...
You're more of like the cathedral of Notre Dame in France.
At least I'm not bacon fed.
You are not bacon fed.
If you don't be careful, I'm going to make you cast up your accounts.
That's fine.
All right.
I'll just pretend to be I'll get you back.
You Abraham?
No, I was going to say I'll pay you back by being an admiral of the narrow seas.
No! All righty. Well, I hope that you guys learned a couple things to make your vocabulary a little bit more colorful.
I enjoy most little, forms of preparation.
If
of
you're
going to
be
lunges.
Sad, you might well do it with pizzazz. You enjoy what? I'm sorry.
Almost all forms of preparation of bog oranges.
Bog oranges. Oh, my God. Drop your favorite bog orange recipe.
It's been a while since we've had some good scalloped bog oranges.
God damn it. Don't mention them. Oh, that sounds great. Oh, my. Well. All right. Let's see here, my... friends, let me see what I've got for you this week. Oh, I have one of my favorite people that I follow on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Their name is Kaven. Mm-hmm. Kaven Hearning. They go by Kaven Books on Instagram and TikTok. And they are an author, and they also do silly content for different book series that, you know, we're reading and whatnot. And one of them is Agatar, and yep. She acts out the characters as you do on the TikTok. And she to me, has captured the essence of each character and has made it almost something into her own.
Yeah.
And she's so funny. And she's a great author.
Quite a few.
Yes. Funny. She's my favorite. But she has written a book called A Fallen Sword, The Wolf and Viper Series.
Okay.
This book isn't like your regular books. It's a cool book.
Oh, my God.
Because it was written...
Remember, there are no rules here.
There are no rules in this book, Samuel, because it was written by the cast of a 20-sided die.
Oh, cool.
The book is about different guilds that come together to defeat a common threat, and every decision is a roll of the die.
So like choose your own adventure, but on random.
Yes, super random. Yeah. She says it's as chaotic as you think it is. And as a small spoiler alert that even Kevin has freely given, some of the characters... Kevin, God damn it. I didn't have it phonetically spelled out in that area. Kevin, thank you. Kevin gave this spoiler alert freely. Some characters fucking a volcano.
That sounds hot.
Stop it. I love it. Yeah, it does. You can grab your own copy. Steamy. You can grab
Singy.
A copy for under $20. We'll have
Amputatious.
Her. Amputatious. At Kaven_books is, you can find her on Instagram and TikTok. And then her link tree has her link
book sales
to her Amazon book sales and what have you. So. Ooh. Go get yourself this.
You ordered it, right?
Yep, I ordered it. Cool. So
we'll have reviews of it.
Reviews. I don't know if I can. I would love to dedicate being able to like read it. That would be so funny. But like as a side project. But we'll, you know, we'll just get the book first and see if I can read still. Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah. For one episode, we could read the volcano scene.
Oh my God. Yes, I love this. I love it. All right, Samuel.
Put my sexy reading voice on.
Ooh, oh, you have so many. They're so good. They're so good. All right, I don't know. You have anything?
I don't think so.
I don't think that I have anything. Hmm. Well. Oh, we do have a little.
Yeah. You can tell them.
Oh, okay. You waited this long. You can wait for me to take a drink.
Yeah.
We have some original music being worked up for us in the background right now. So we're really excited to possibly introduce a new theme song here soon. One written just for us.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. My dad is actually the one that's been like tinkering around and whatnot. And he has struck some gold, man. And I'm really excited to kind of revamp and give us, give us a fresh look, a fresh sound.
Yeah.
It'll be cute. Yeah, I think that you guys are going to love it. Absolutely love it. So stick around. Make sure that your earballs get to hear the new theme.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. I think that's the only spoiler alert that we have.
Yeah.
Or a little extra juicy tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, enjoy your holablaze, my friends, and then later on your holidays. And you know what? Enjoy every other day, too. Why don't you just, you little, you adorable little piece of sunshine. You keep fucking, you don't let them put a bushel on your light, all right?
Yeah.
A little bushel basket, not just a bushel.
Okay.
All right? You fucking, you go out there and you just be disgustingly amazing. Keep it up.
I like your super aggressive positivity there.
Yeah. You're great too. And you know what? You have some too.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you're in such a sharing mood.
What's that? One that... oh, and you should know this too.
No, the Pedro Pascal thing. The Pedro one.
Yeah. All right. Well, love you.
See you guys.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Not even close.
I know.
I hate you. so close. Listen to us, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the like. Make sure that you stop by our Instagram at GTS_podcast. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe so we can continue to grow our shit. Like reading lava porn.
Sure.
I'd take that as a career. Yeah. Check out our link tree to find our website, episode resources, and more. Give us a holler if you have a small business or that you want to hype or a topic that you want us to do homework on. Mm-hmm. Send all your shits to getthisshitpodcast@gmail.com. All right, bye now.
See you guys.
Bye.
Church bell.
Church bell!